In this mini lecture, we take up the DAPRA framework. DAPRA, D-A-P-R-A, being an acronym standing for the five components: decoding, acceptance, persistence, resistance, and application. We'll talk about each component in turn, but first, the important note that we're discussing persuasion stages. We are here trying to debunk the idea that persuasion is a single moment in time. In fact, persuasion is a series of stages. There is a before, a during, and an after involved in persuasion that strategic communicators make note of. One way to think about this is the metaphor of dominoes lined up, where your goal is to knock down the last domino because the dominoes preceding it have been lined up in such a way where if you knock down the first one, that will cause the second one to fall, and then the third, and so on. But knocking down the first is pointless unless you have the other dominoes lined up correctly. You clearly will not achieve your goal in a case like this, and so knocking down one can't be considered a success. And so it is with persuasion. It's important to get through all the stages if we're going to have the intended effect with our communication. So let's now consider those stages. D-A-P-R-A. The D is for decoding and invites the question, how will the audience interpret my message? Now, we're quite familiar with decoding at this point in the session and with the idea that the message that is encoded is not necessarily the message that is decoded. So to be successful persuaders, we'll not need to just have a strategy which would cause attitude change, but have communication structured in such a way so that will be decoded favorable to that attitude change. More on that as we proceed, of course. The next stage is acceptance. A is for acceptance, or what's sometimes called attitude change, and therefore the question, will the decoding lead to attitude change? It is important to make note here that most of the time, most people mean acceptance or attitude change when they're talking, using the word persuasion. So when somebody says, so-and-so's speech was persuasive, or this factor has been proven to be persuasively effective, what they are most usually saying instead, or more precisely, is that those factors explain a difference in acceptance or attitude change. But the point we're trying to drive home here is that those are not the same thing. That acceptance or attitude change is a moment of time, and there are moments which occur before and after that moment which will determine the strategic success of our communication. So we want to keep in mind that acceptance is just one stage, the second stage here, and that when people use the word persuasion, they may be incorrectly assuming, they are probably assuming, that persuasion and acceptance are the same thing. It should be clear to us before long why they are not. The P is for persistence, and this invites the question, how long will attitude change be retained? The idea being here that a persuader can change the audience's mind today, but that has little impact if they change their mind tomorrow, and the action that they would have them take on the basis of that attitude is not until the third day. If I persuade you to vote for my candidate today, but the election is until November, and you change your mind, go back to your original attitude between now and November, then I have not been successful. Resistance is how effectively the audience deals with counter-persuasion. And again, if convince you to vote for my candidate, but someone then comes along and convinces you to vote for their candidate, I've not been very successful. Coke persuades the audience to buy Coke, but then Pepsi convinces them that they shouldn't buy Coke, then Coke's commercial hasn't been very successful. The final element being application. Will the audience follow through behaviorally? Here the question is about behavior. Will they act? And surprisingly, the evidence doesn't give us as clear a link between acceptance and behavior as we might assume. So, DAPRA, D-A-P-R-A, decoding, acceptance, persistence, resistance, and application, all being critical stages. Let's not be fooled into thinking that the name of the game is acceptance or attitude change, that that's the only thing that matters, or that when someone says something is persuasively successful, that that necessarily means it does everything that we would like that communication to do.